Page 20. Section 37. We thank thee, O God, for a prophet. Reading assignment. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 21. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 43, verses 1 to 7. Ninth Article of Faith, Our Heritage, page 131. Why do we need a living prophet today? What are some roles of the President of the Church? See the scripture chain for this lesson. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 21, verses 4 to 6. What do these verses teach about our responsibility to listen to the President of the Church? How have you been blessed as you have followed the counsel of the prophet? Scripture chain. Roles of the prophet. Mosiah chapter 8, verses 13 to 18. Mosiah chapter 13, verse 33. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 38. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 21 to 26. Doctrine and Covenants, section 21, verses 1 to 5. Doctrine and Covenants, section 43, verses 2 to 3. Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verses 3 to 4. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verses 91 to 92. Scriptures relating to section 37. Doctrine and Covenants, section 21, verses 4 to 6. 4. Wherefore, meaning the church, thou shalt give heed unto all his words and commandments which he shall give unto you as he receiveth them, walking in all holiness before me. 5. For his word ye shall receive, as if from mine own mouth, in all patience and faith. 6. For by doing these things the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Yea, and the Lord God will disperse the powers of darkness from before you, and cause the heavens to shake for your good, and his name's glory. Scriptures relating to scripture chain, roles of the prophet. Mosiah chapter 8, verses 13 to 18. 13. Now Ammon said unto him, I can assuredly tell thee, O king, of a man that can translate the records, for he has wherewith that he can look, and translate all records that are of ancient date, and it is a gift from God. And the things are called interpreters, and no man can look in them except he be commanded, lest he should look for that he ought not, and he should perish. And whosoever is commanded to look in them, the same is called seer. 14. And behold, the king of the people, who are in the land of Zarahemla, is the man that is commanded to do these things, and who has this high gift from God. 15. And the king said that a seer is greater than a prophet. 16. And Ammon said that a seer is a revelator and a prophet also, and a gift which is greater can no man have, except he should possess the power of God, which no man can. Yet a man may have great power given him from God. 17. But a seer can know of things which are past, and also of things which are to come, and by them shall all things be revealed, or rather shall secret things be made manifest, and hidden things shall come to light, and things which are not known shall be made known by them, and also things shall be made known by them which otherwise could not be known. 18. Thus God has provided a means that man, through faith, might work mighty miracles. Therefore he becometh a great benefit to his fellow beings. Mosiah chapter 13, verse 33. For behold, did not Moses prophesy unto them concerning the coming of the Messiah, and that God should redeem his people? Yea, and even all the prophets who have prophesied ever since the world began, have they not spoken more or less concerning these things? Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 38. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, and I excuse not myself. And though the heavens and the earth pass away, my word shall not pass away, but shall all be fulfilled, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 21 to 26. 21. Wherefore the Almighty God gave his only begotten Son, as it is written in those scriptures which have been given of him. 22. He suffered temptations, but gave no heed unto them. 23. He was crucified, died, and rose again the third day. 24. And ascended into heaven to sit down on the right hand of the Father, to reign with almighty power according to the will of the Father. 25. That as many as would believe and be baptized in his holy name and endure in faith to the end should be saved. 26. Not only those who believed after he came in the meridian of time in the flesh, but all those from the beginning, even as many as were before he came, who believed in the words of the holy prophets, who spake as they were inspired by the gift of the Holy Ghost, who truly testified of him in all things, should have eternal life. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 21, Verses 1 to 5. 1. Behold, there shall be a record kept among you, and in it thou shalt be called a seer, a translator, a prophet, an apostle of Jesus Christ, an elder of the church, through the will of God the Father, and the grace of your Lord Jesus Christ. 2. Being inspired of the Holy Ghost to lay the foundation thereof, and to build it up unto the most holy faith. 3. Which church was organized and established in the year of your Lord 1830, in the fourth month, and on the sixth day of the month, which is called April. 4. Wherefore, meaning the church, thou shalt give heed unto all his words and commandments which he shall give unto you, as he receiveth them, walking in all holiness before me. 5. For his word ye shall receive, as if from mine own mouth, in all patience and faith. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 43, Verses 2 to 3. 2. For behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye have received a commandment for a law unto my church, through him whom I have appointed unto you, to receive commandments and revelations from my hand. 3. And this ye shall know assuredly, that there is none other appointed unto you to receive commandments and revelations until he be taken, if he abide in me. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 68, Verses 3 to 4. 3. And this is the ensample unto them, that they shall speak as they are moved upon by the Holy Ghost. 4. And whatsoever they shall speak when moved upon by the Holy Ghost shall be Scripture, shall be the will of the Lord, shall be the mind of the Lord, shall be the word of the Lord, shall be the voice of the Lord, and the power of God unto salvation. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, Verses 91 to 92. 91. And again, the duty of the president of the office of the high priesthood is to preside over the whole church, and to be like unto Moses. 92. Behold, here is wisdom, yea, to be a seer, a revelator, a translator, and a prophet, having all the gifts of God which he bestows upon the head of the church. End of Scriptures relating to Scripture Chain, Roles of the Prophet. End of Section 37. We thank thee, O God, for a prophet.